Again, talking about the Ghulam Saad Khan, Aslam Beg demolition squad of democracy, there came a time when, and I was PIO then, I hadn't shifted to becoming BB's press secretary. So I had a very good eye on what was going on with reports coming in from various journalists as to what his own PID sitting in the president's house, presidency, was doing, and how they were tripping up the government at every step, helped along by certain ministers. Indeed, I can name one, Javed Jabbar among them, leaking stories against the government, so on and so forth. Benazir knew all of that. So one day I asked to see her again, and she was going to PIMS to call on some people who were admitted there. And so she said, come along with me, and we sat in the back seat, and I whispered to her that she ought to resign, that I would make it sure that she would get, she we would take her to the PTV studios without announcing anything. I would have the program stopped, and she would make a short statement to the people of Pakistan on the lines of, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to help you, but they won't let me move. And people knew exactly who they were. And I said, then you go straight back to Ladkana, and they'll come crawling to you. So she looked at me and quietly for a bit and said, but where do I get ministers from? I can't, they've got to be Pakistanis, not Martians. I said, yes, I understand that, Prime Minister, but they're not letting you move. And then she says, and that was so poignant, that our people have been through so much hell. Shouldn't I just hang in there and try and do something for them? By people, she meant the people of Pakistan. And that was one of the saddest moments that I saw a helpless Prime Minister who was trying to do her best, and with these people snapping at her heels. It was really sad.